You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Not everyone would choose to live in an old travel trailer in the middle of Michigan winter. But for Tyler Bradley, the frontman for the Kalamazoo band Cold Mountain Child, it was the perfect place for songwriting.
Daddy woke before the dawn. He dresses in the dark and he's gone. The car engine moans, drives in alone.
This weekend, the folk band will release their first full album in 6 years. The album, called Earth Wave Sway, is a collection of songs recorded in places like a patio, an orchard, and of course, a trailer. I talked with Tyler Bradley before the band's release show tonight at Satellite Records. He says he wanted the album to have that outdoor feel.
Not necessarily something like a field recording, you know, birds chirping, or although I love all that kind of stuff, but in vibe, perhaps.
So let's talk about this trailer. How did you get this, and why did you decide to do some recordings there?
Well, her name is Traylee, and she is a 27-foot Jayco travel trailer from 1983. And this is part of a whole saga of my bandmate David and I moving from a small apartment on the east side of Kalamazoo in Richland, or near Richland, out to the country to the west of Kalamazoo near Bangor, which is beautiful out there, fruit belt, snow belt. And so we found this trailer kind of parked out in a storage lot, you know, where you can keep your things over the winter and whatnot, and drug it all the way out to Bangor and had to completely remodel it because it was in terrible condition, but grew to love its dark insides, you know, that we then, you know, extracted and made beautiful. And so that was our home, my friend and I's, for a while. He's westward now, so that's where I've been living and making music.
So you're living there right now?
I am, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Two winters deep, baby.
Yeah, I was going to say, not only do you have you done recordings out there, but you have these blizzard sessions, which are really interesting to watch because you do a little bit of a pan of just how much snow we're getting here.
Past star celestial mirth, with the you. Glad to be here.
The trailer and these winters and the lifestyle is kind of definitely inexorably intertwined in the music itself, so it felt right to match them up.
You put a lot of your lyrics online. You know, a lot of bands are kind of getting away from telling anyone the lyrics. You know, they don't post them anywhere. Why has this been important to you guys?
I've been really inspired by the singer-songwriters and the great musical bards.
You want to give some examples people?
Yeah. So, you know, like Woody Guthrie, back in those days, saying things that I can't believe that someone back in, you know, in 1935 could make songs like he made. So he's just, you know, the greatest. You know, Dylan in the 60s and his kind of recycling some of the Walt Whitman's a poet that I think speaks with a lot of power. I've just been moved so much by songs that really say something. You know, if you sit down and listen to the music, I would love for you to understand it, or at least read everything that is being sung, you know, because I think we can maybe connect better that way.
So put your aching hands to oil in their machine.
That was Tyler Bradley of the Kalamazoo folk band Cold Mountain Child. You can hear a longer interview with him, as well as a link to their new album, on our website. Cold Mountain Child is playing with local band Secret Animals tonight at 7:30 at Satellite Records in Kalamazoo. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.